Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rocky Krisnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mickey Hefner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Don White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive towards the mound. Scheib reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Ostrowski reaches second base with a double. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Joost reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner bunts towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Malone moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Appling reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Ostrowski reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bubba Harris now pitching. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Krasnick takes first base on ball 4. Ostrowski moves to third. Kress moves to second. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malone strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guerra scores. Joost moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. White reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Vallow moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-1 in the game. Fane hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Philly bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Michaels moves to third. Ostrowski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krusnik hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. One out. It's 5-3, White Sox. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Malone reaches second base with a double. Ostrowski scores. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malone moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Guerra to Joost covering second. The throw back to home, and Malone is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Appling reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krasnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guerra hits a line drive towards third. Krasnick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is hit by the pitch. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Philly strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vallow throws the ball into Joost, who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 4 in the game. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich, who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. One out. It's 8-4, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Ostrowski moves to second. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Krasnick hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Malone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Guerra moves to third. It's 8-5, White Sox. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.